I consciously bring my vision forth into the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. I consciously bring my vision forth into the world. You know, we are like a great painter, a great modeler, and we take great pride in what we manifest and what we bring forth. And we take a blank canvas, which is what we have done, and we paint on that canvas who we think we are. And we take the colors that we want to do, and we may not know exactly how to paint. We may not know how to paint a body. We may not know how to paint a consciousness or whatever we're painting. We may not know how to paint something that reflects what we want to express. But the divine in us knows. The divine in us knows how to do the painting. The divine in us knows how to do everything. And all we have to do is let go and let the divine in us reveal itself through us as us. And that is one of the most wonderful ways about consciously bringing my vision forth into the world. Whatever is my vision now, you're not sure what that vision is because you have not really settled down and said this is what it's going to be. But if you settle down and say this is what it's going to be, then you can begin to experience it. Now, if a painter has his brushes, the finest paints, the finest palette, the finest canvas, the finest easel, the finest lighting conditions, the finest everything, and he does not pick up the brush and start painting, nothing is going to come from having all the finest of everything. Now, people oftentimes have the worst brushes, the worst paints, the worst of everything. Not really the worst, but it is inadequate for what they think they want to do. And so they start painting with what they have. And they start producing with what they have. And lo and behold, they come up with something quite unique, quite a masterpiece. And they are, it's okay, I did it. They put it aside. And they put it aside. And they do other paintings. And they just paint for the fun of it. They paint to let their spirit be excited and bring forth into the world the ideas, the visions that they have in their heart and in their mind. Now, what vision do you have in your heart and mind? We asked this before. Now, what is it? Well, you need not know what your vision is. You need not know what your destination is. You need not know what you're supposed to prepare yourself to be there. You need not know any of these things. You say, well, Herb, that's kind of a different point of view. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's called let go and let the divine in you reveal itself. If we can learn to let go and let the divine in us reveal itself through us, to us, through us, as us, we will be absolutely amazed. We will be utterly amazed. Now, we can go back to a Bill Gates, and Bill Gates loved computer sciences. He loved programming. He loved all that stuff. And he was a nerd. You know what a nerd is? A nerd is someone who intellectually is excited about something, but has no aspiration as to making a lot of money off it or having it to do anything beyond what their current imagination would have it do. Do you understand that? Okay. Well, Bill was a nerd, and his friends were nerds. And they had no other desire than to bring forth on their canvas the software that they had in their minds as wonderful and as fantastic as it is. And so they did this, and they did it, and they did it with all their heart and soul. They weren't looking for money. They weren't looking for praise. They weren't looking for credit. They were looking to express what was in them, the divine in them, and let it come forth. Now, it's not only Bill. It's all of us. All of us want to do that. We all want to do that in some beautiful, wonderful, fantastic way. As I said in the morning talk thought for today, when a girl approaches a door, a man opens the door for her. If the girl does not accept the man opening the door, she is not very ladylike. She's not very charming. If the man doesn't open the door for her because he feels that that's one of his employees, he's not going to open the door for her, and he's not going to do this, he's not a very good employer. Because a gentleman is always a gentleman. A lady is always a lady. Whether you are the CEO of a large corporation and you are the CEO with a lady's name, you know, and you open your own doors, you open your own things, you do your own things, well, that's true. If you're going to play the role of a male-type executive who is doing your own thing, that's fine. But you have many natures to your being. Can a beautiful, fabulous executive, a woman, be a woman? Can she be a lady? The Queen of England is certainly heir over millions and billions of dollars and over the entire kingdom of England and the British Empire. And does she forget to be ladylike? Not at all. She is always demure, always in charge, but she doesn't let anyone walk on her. She doesn't create anyone walking on her. She lives in that consciousness of dignity and purity. Now, what is that vision within you that wants to come forth? Are you going to let yourself be limited by what you have done up to now? Or are you going to let go and let the divine in you shine forth in all the magic and all the wonder and all the amazement that it can do? Can you do that? It's a new attitude for you, perhaps, but it's something very special and very wonderful. If you can do that, then you will find yourself having all sorts of neat experiences in your life. You'll find yourself having all sorts of neat and wonderful revelations as you let go and let the divine in you shine forth. Now, these big executives, the women, they surely have lots of great ideas. And you know what they do? When they go home in the evening, they make a meal. They love to cook. They love the womanly stuff. Well, a lot of men love to cook too, and that's hardly womanly for them, but I'm talking about the motherly type, who is preparing for her family and caring for her family. She can be an executive and come home and be a mother and be a wife. And same with the father. You're not surprised about that. The father is an executive. He's in charge of 20 million people working for him, so to speak, you know. And he comes home and he's a normal father. He plays rolling on the floor with his children and just has a great old time and plays the role of husband. Now, what's that all about? What's that all about? Well, what that is I consciously bring my vision forth into the world. What is my vision of me? My vision of me is I am a total being. I am a being who is successful, who is harmonious, who is filled with benefits of every kind. I am a being who has ideas that have never been shown before to humanity. They have always existed, but they're my ideas that I listened to the inner voice and listened to the inner realm and brought it forth. You too have ideas that are uniquely yours. Bill Gates' idea may not have been uniquely his, but as a nerd, he just went on and boom, 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 boom. He didn't care about anything. And he was violating some things, but he didn't think of it as violating because they didn't have that intellectual copyright that they have today on things. In those days, you could do a lot of things that today are not allowed to be done, and that's fine. But you see, living harmoniously with yourself where you are, who is the man who originally invented the wheel? And is he still getting his royalties on the wheel? Are they paying anybody royalties on the wheel? You see, the wheel has come into universal existence, and there are no royalties to be paid on the wheel anymore, if ever there were. But the thing is, are there royalties to be paid on ideas and thoughts and dreams? Are there royalties to be paid on knowing your divine inner self? Well, maybe. Maybe when you put them in your unique way. And to be or not to be. Who said that? Shakespeare. I mean, we know that. And when we use it, we're saying, Shakespeare said to be or not to be. But we don't say Shakespeare, we just said to be or not to be. Is that what you're going to do? What is it? How are you going to handle it? You know? And we take these phrases that have come down to us through history and have become so positive. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Did anyone say that before Jesus? A lot of things. Man, know thyself.
Socrates.
And who said it before Socrates? And before, who said it before Socrates? It's a universal statement. Man, know thyself. Know yourself. I can't imagine Socrates saying thyself, but whatever the Greek language was that he spoke in, or the Romanish language that he had. But man, know yourself. Know yourself. Who are you? And be who you are. Let it free into the world. Let it free, and don't worry about somebody taking charge of your copyrights or somebody grabbing your rights to various other things, you know, your patent rights and stuff. Just let it go and let it out. Just like we were saying with Mr. Bose, with M.R. Bose, if he were, he has developed this wonderful suspension system for cars that is so unique and so beautiful and so universal. Now, could you imagine a man like him, who is very successful, just saying to the world, go ahead, take it and use it. It's an unpatented thing and nobody can patent it. Just take it and use it. What would his board of directors say? You see, he is the major shareholder in his corporation. And so he can say to the board of directors, I'm giving this to the world. I'm giving this to the world because it's my gift. I'm in my 70s now, and I won't have too many opportunities to give too many gifts. It took me 27 years to come up with this project and this conclusion. And hey, isn't it wonderful to be able to do that? Do you think that Michelangelo was paid adequate for what he did? Even in his day, he was treated very poorly. But perhaps it's that inspiration that encouraged him to go and do the wonderful things he did. But it wasn't for the money that Michelangelo painted, you can be sure of that. It wasn't for the money that he did the sculpturing work. I wonder if he got anything from David, or whether he just gave it to the Medici family as a gift for training him as a sculptor and an artist, you know, who knows. But you see, this is what life is all about. We are not possessed or owned by anything. We give ourselves freely, and we work freely as we do these things. I consciously bring my vision forth into the world. I consciously bring it forth. Now, how do we consciously bring it forth? We consciously bring it forth by first having a vision, and then letting go and letting God. The conscious part is having the vision. Now, think about it for yourself. How many of you have a vision? How many of you have a desire of something that you would like to see manifest in your life and your affairs? And if you're like some people that I have experienced, you will never achieve it. Because these people, they say, well, I can't do this and I can't do that, and I'll never get this and I'll never get that, and this never works for me. Well, if that is how you're approaching your dream, then you can be sure you'll be having a long approach. You're going around the world the opposite direction to arrive at your dream, which is only a few feet from you. Put these things in your consciousness and know that you are the master, and that you are the one who consciously brings your visions, your ideals, your dreams, your goals into the world. And you bring it forth into the world with love and with release. I let go. I let the divine in me reveal who I really am. Yes, we have some good things to work on, and have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.